kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Being able to represent our Filipino heritage in this show really means a lot to me. I always look up to those who are able to do so in different platforms, and I'm always proud of what Filipino food is. I always want people to try what we can offer in terms of our cuisine and our bakes. And I'm just hoping that in my little ways, in my run in the show, that I'll be able to do that. And at least even just to add a little bit to the exposure of our Filipino food and cuisine, and people from around the world can appreciate what we do and what we offer as Filipinos.
Buong pusong ipinagpapasalamat at ipinagmamalaki ng nurse sa Melbourne at self-taught baker na si Arvin Garcia na bahagi siya ng cast ng Season 8 ng The Great Australian Bake Off na simulang mapapanood sa Setyembre 18 sa Foxtel at Binge. Si Arvin ay tubong Pampanga sa Pilipinas at kwento niya, malaki ang impluwensya ng kanyang pamilya, lalo na ng kanyang lola, sa galing nito sa pagluluto at sa baking.
They say that all Kapampangans really, really are very good with cooking. So I grew up with a lot of celebrations like fiestas. Each community will have their celebration each month. So I am very exposed to a lot of savory cooking. My grandma would usually feed us like maybe 6 times a day. You know this as a Filipino, we have breakfast and then we have merienda or snack and then we have lunch. And then after a while, we get another snack and then it's dinner time. And usually grandparents would feel offended if you don't eat what they offer you back home. So I was very exposed at a young age with a lot of traditional Filipino food and desserts as well.
Inamin ng self-taught baker, hindi siya masyadong nagluluto noong nasa Pilipinas pa. Dito na lang nang makarating na siya noong 2014 sa Australia. Sabi pa nito, dala pa rin niya ang tatak na kaugalian ng mga Pinoy na pagiging hospitable.
It's just when I moved to Australia that I realized that I actually enjoy and, you know, enjoy cooking, enjoy baking, and I just discovered my passion for baking when I got here. I think it's coming from my character as someone who really wants to entertain. So I usually gather my friends at home and I prepare food for them, which I think also stems from our culture back home with all these gatherings and celebrations. You know, we gather people together, we prepare food for them. We're very hospitable in that sense. And I sort of like discovered that when I'm cooking and when I'm baking for other people, it makes them happy and it makes me happy. So that's when I realized, oh, this is something I kind of enjoy doing.
Nagsimulang madiskubre ni Arvin ang kanyang galing sa baking nang minsay na-miss niya ang pandesal at mga desserts sa Pilipinas.
I was missing pandesal in particular. And it was funny because I've never baked bread, but you know, with internet and everyone, the recipes are available. So I tried to make my own pandesal I didn't even have a mixer back then, just by hand. And in Australia, all the houses will have an oven in them. So you can really experiment with baking. And I remember my first pandesal wasn't that great. It wasn't actually similar to what I was hoping to get, the thing that I was missing. Another thing I also missed were the desserts, like leche flan, ube, and all those kind of things. But mainly as well, the savory dishes. And because I moved here on my own and I had to prepare my own food, cook for myself. So I researched and practiced, you know, cooking those Filipino dishes back home.
Pero ang hindi niya makalimutang pagkain na talagang natatakam siya mula sa Pampanga ay ang ube halaya.
The ube halaya of Pampanga is really different from the other ube halaya I've tried elsewhere. I think it's because the ube that we use in making our halaya is really coming from, our neighboring suburbs there. Like we have the Eta community, for example, in Tarlac, which is close to Pampanga, or in Zambales, and they cultivate these crops. And I think those ingredients really make a difference. And the method that we use as well when making those in Pampanga is also, I guess, unique to the dish. So whenever I taste ube halaya, I have a very distinct memory of how it should taste like, and a particular taste that I'm looking for. So I think that's one that's quite particular in our region. There's a lot of things about it, like the texture, the sweetness of it, and the distinct flavor of that nuttiness and sort of like a vanilla almost taste of the ube.
At ang pagkahilig nito sa ube ang siyang nagbigay daan para mas makilala ang kanyang angking galing. Kasi naman, ang kanyang ube cake ang tinanghal na kampyon sa Ube Festival sa Melbourne.
For ube, I'm very proud of... I developed this ube mousse cake, which actually won an award in Melbourne this year. You know, Filipinos, we love ube cakes, right? And there are a lot of ube cakes. And I tried to do something different with it and adapt some modern techniques that I've learned here in Australia to actually make an ube cake that's very different. And it's very different, but it doesn't lose the essence of the ube itself. So I'm pretty proud of that one. I also tried making ube pandesal. But yeah, I think I'm very proud of the ube cloud cake that I've developed recently.
Bagaman kilala na si Arvin sa larangan ng baking dito sa bansa, hindi pa rin siya makapaniwalang maging bahagi ng The Great Australian Bake Off. Ang kanyang mga matalik na kaibigan ang nag-udyok na mag-apply online at sumali sa show. Pero inamin ni Arvin, hindi madali ang kanyang pinagdaanan.
It's a funny story. I didn't know they were casting, but one of my very close friends sent me the link and the ad that, hey, they're looking for bakers. You should apply because, you know. And then I receive a phone call and say, hey, we saw that you started an application. We're actually very keen for you to finish your application. And then from then on, they scheduled a Zoom interview. And then after that, I went to the next stage, which is sort of like a baking a cake in 3 hours. And then after that, I passed that stage and I went to the like face-to-face audition where I had to bring one cake or one bake, which is sweet, and one savory bake. And then we also had the chance to do a technical challenge in one of the kitchens in Melbourne, which is very nerve-wracking. And I had a chance to chat with the executive producers as well. So that was like the final stage of the audition process. And yeah, after a few days, I got a call and my journey started from there.
At ngayong nakapasok na sa casting ng show, masayang ibinahagi ni Arvin na nasa cloud nine siya at natagpuan niya ang tulad niyang may puso sa pagbibake at higit sa lahat, maipakita niya ang kulturang Pinoy sa larangan ng pagluluto o baking.
So it was really exciting to look forward to that, like having a tribe of bakers where you can share, you know, your passion, your learnings and all those kind of things. Also, I was looking forward to representing my Filipino heritage and see what I can actually show the world in terms of Filipino bakes and Filipino culture.
Bagamat may angking galing sa baking, ibinahagi ni Arvin na noong una ay nag-alangan siya sa kanyang pinasok na kompetisyon. Ngunit sa buong proseso, may didiskubre sa sarili.
I wasn't sure whether I'm fit to be in the show because I've just only been baking for, you know, a very short period of time. But when they gave us the challenge, especially, you know, this coming season, it was hard. It was like, how am I going to do this? But then I was surprised that I have some experiences that I can pull some inspiration from, not just from my past baking or cooking, but, you know, experiences with family back home, different foods I was exposed to. And I just really pushed myself to think about how I can incorporate those in the challenges. And yeah, I was pretty happy with what I've achieved, and I grew as a baker during my run in the show.
Nagpapasalamat din siya sa pamilya, kasamahan sa trabaho sa ospital, at marami pang iba sa todo suporta sa kanyang journey.
My heart is actually very full since the show launched. Kasi hindi lang yung mga Filipino friends or even people I don't know, even yung mga Australians and everyone at work, they are very supportive and very excited, which, you know, it's very heartwarming, kumbaga, na people actually are rooting for you and they're really excited to see, which makes me very nervous because we haven't seen the episodes and I don't know how it will come out. But I'm still very excited and I'm thankful for all the love and support that different people have expressed towards me being in the show.
Bilang isang baker, itinuring din ito na isang magandang pagkakataon na maging bahagi ng show dahil kahit papaano ay makatulong siyang maipakilala at mapatikim sa buong mundo ang masarap na pagkaing Pilipino.
I think we are really trying our best to showcase yung Filipino food natin kasi there's so much to it. There's so much to be proud of our Filipino food and cuisine. And I think opportunities like this are really special because then even in little ways, we can show everyone what Filipino food is about and what our culture is. And it's not just the food, it's actually why we prepare and what's our relationship with the food. Because we are very hospitable and whenever we prepare or we bake for someone, we really want them to enjoy and, you know, we're really doing it for them, to whoever you're baking for. And I think that adds a lot to the outcome of whatever a Filipino is cooking or whatever a Filipino is baking.
At ngayong ibibida niya ang pagiging Pilipino sa larangan ng baking, may mensahe siyang gustong iparating na higit pa sa lasa ng kanyang mga obra. Ito ang pagmamahal.
Food brings people together, and I think my love and passion for cooking and baking comes from when I do all of these bakes and prepare all of this food for other people, like for my friends, for my family. I put an effort in preparing food for them and baking for them. So I think my passion and love for food stems from, you know, my love for entertaining and my love for my friends and for my family.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.